I'll tell you, there is no shame in admitting that heights from which you could severely injure yourself or end your life, that's scary. You're constantly aware of that. That's on your mind. That and any little thing, you know, you begin a climb with good rest and everything checks out as far as your physically everything checks out. You don't go up with any problems. You will gather a few along the way. And one of them is queasiness. The if your footing is not terribly sure, if you get up there and you get anxious because, oh, you left something, you know, you left something you wanted to take up, you needed to take up, you get mad at yourself, stuff like that. There's a lot of psychological stuff going on. I'm glad there are people who are willing to do that. If it were left up to me, it would be foldovers only. Foldovers only. Well, I've got a Mayberry question for you. And I do know that you're somewhat of a Mayberry specialist or know-it-all or whatever you want to say. Was there a general storekeeper, dry goods perhaps is the way they expressed it, was there one of those in Mayberry, and do you remember his name?
KO4NUE with KN4R, I mean KK4JBQ. Dry goods. I don't recall, other than the pharmacist, and there was a grocery store there that ain't be visited all the time, but I think his name might have been Fred or Frank or something, I can't remember, but I'm not sure about dry goods, no. Not sure, Larry.
One of my grandfathers was a storekeeper and had the usual checker game going all the time, you know, and the cracker barrels that people would sit on and sit around in a circle, play cards, and play checkers, and sit around the stove. You know, on a cold day, the building that, you know, it was just a little bit, maybe not as good as a barn, you know, his store. Not as good. And so we never talked much. He's my mother's father, never talked much. He was not a talker. And my mother wouldn't talk about him. Maybe there was some reason why. I don't know. But anyhow, I just wondered if there was. I don't know how this came into my mind, but I just wondered about Mayberry and how if there was a well-known storekeeper. You know, everybody is aware of the barber and oh goodness. I'm thinking about the choir now. And the men that were in the choir, and there was one fellow had a little black mustache, not the barber now. I forget what he did for a living, but he was in the choir, sang in the choir all the time. Okay. Anyhow, it was good to hear you folks talk a little bit about. The crops that we are all looking forward to. This has been the place in the past. This very frequency is the place to listen to agricultural news. And I know a lot of that was because, well, we, we had members who have gone on now, Silent Keys, who planted every year and who we followed their growth of their crops. Now, I hope that's not entirely over and that somebody will pick that up. It's valued information. And, you know, some people do keep a close eye on the weather and rainfall and all that sort of thing during the growing season. Anyway, Chad, I appreciate you calling the net tonight. Thank you for bringing us all together. And I do hope everybody has a good night's rest and a great day tomorrow. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
Harry, nice talking to you. And tell Miss Donna we said hello. And hope you have a good day tomorrow. I spent all day outside today trying to get my antenna up to height, and finally got it up. I went and hooked a handy talkie to it and just kind of sat there in the chair and just enjoyed the sunshine. And then two other hams from the club came down and hooked their radio and computer up to the antenna and tested out their emergency box, you know, go box or whatever you want to call it. So we made some 2-meter contacts and sent some digital traffic as well. So it was a good day. And Anna went to the antique store and brought back 2 couches and a Chiffaro, I think. Not sure what that's called. But more stuff. I told her that's just another place I can put a radio. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, 73 Larry, and you have a good evening, sir. I'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Looking for one more. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard in Greenville. Thanks for calling the net. No traffic. No roundtable.
K4ROW. Appreciate you checking with us tonight, bud, and I hope you are doing well. All right, any additional stations before we move on to the roundtable? Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. KO4WWZ, still on frequency?
KO4WWZ. I am still here, Chad. I was going to let you close out the net before we started back talking. I didn't want to take away from the proper way of doing things, sir.
I'll keep the net open, and I'll rag chews over, check-in's done, so we'll keep it open. Maybe I can pick another check-in up as we go, but that's what roundtable's for. So go ahead, tell me what you've been up to.
Well, I haven't been up to a whole lot. I've had a difficult year. As of the 12th of February last month, it marked a year since my dad passed, and it's been a hard year. Me and my dad, sorry about that. I'm using Echo Link, so my phone's going off. Oh, well, it happens. let me see if I can mute that real quick. All right, maybe that'll help. I've been used to going to see him and enjoying life, just getting to be around him, we'd have cookouts all summer long. I'd be at home, off work on the weekend, just sitting at home watching TV, and he'd call me up and say, "Hey, Chandler, get up there. We're going to have us some cookout. We're going to cook some steak and ribs." And man, I tell you, my daddy, he could cook a good steak on a charcoal grill. I always enjoyed eating his steaks. He made awesome steaks.
That, well, my grandmother, she passed away a couple months back. And, boy, that set the whole family back. Dad's still, well, I wouldn't say he's sad. He's just, you know, I don't know. Things just different since she passed. And shortly after she passed, after the funeral, we went up to the house. And I tell you, I don't know how to describe it, but the house is just, I don't know the right word, I guess would be just sanitary. It's just, you could just, you knew Mima was there. Her presence was just everywhere in the house, you know. But when she passed, it's just, I don't know. We've got a lot of fond memories growing up, you know, in the house. Her is my grandmother, but I don't know. It's just totally, totally different. It's just the void, I guess. That's the right word. Only thing I know. So I get it. I know what you're saying. I was close to my grandmother and my grandfather. When he died, that like to kill me. I mean, it took me a long time to get over that. But, you know, Dad's still alive, knock on wood, and I know one day I'll have to deal with that, but I understand what you're saying.
Roger that. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskeys and News for the station identification and preservation. Well, other than that, I have been seriously looking into selling my car and buying me a nice four-wheel drive truck. Now, it ain't going to be a Dodge. It's going to be a Chevrolet or a Ford. Because only Chevrolet and Fords can get the job done. I'm just kidding. Dodge can too. I don't know. Something about the shape of the Dodge, I just don't like it. I like the older square body trucks, the ones that are made of steel all around, and the things that are easier to fix. I like those. Those are the trucks to have. I can't say it wouldn't be hard to fix them. I mean, I got to learn how to do it, and I got to learn the knowledge and acquire the knowledge. But I have a feeling that if I put my mind to it, I could take one engine out and drop a new one in a heartbeat, and I could just keep one truck my whole life and keep it going the rest of my life just by doing that. A brand new truck and a new used truck nowadays, they cost an arm and a leg, and I mean, the common man cannot even afford to live anymore with the way that things are going, and it's just, it's not feasible. And I'm already looking at switching to another job that pays more, doing sort of the same thing, but with more opportunities to move into different types of work at that same job. The starting pay at this job would be $20 an hour, whereas right now I'm making about $14.50. But, you know, money isn't everything. And it's things like this amateur radio where you get to form a bond in a relationship with people. And those bonds and relationships, they can last a lifetime, and that means more than the value of any dollar sign that you could put on anything. You couldn't put a price on the relationships that you could form over the air and in person. That's how it's priceless, and in terms, it's unique. It's unlike any other thing that you could do for a hobby.
Let's back up for a minute. You know, I'm not going to let you get away with this Ford and Chevrolet comment, right?
I know, Chad. I know.
With that, there's two famous phrases that come to mind regarding the Ford and Chevrolet. Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly's to the bone. In other words, a Dodge ain't the prettiest truck in the world, but it's going to get the job done. Second comment is found on the road dead. Do you remember that one? And do you know who Patton Turner is?
I do know found on the road dead. As for Patton Turner, no, sir, I do not know who that is.
If you buy a Ford or a Chevrolet, you're going to know who Patton Turner is. Patton Turner stands for pat that butt and turn them feet, because when they leave you on the side of the road, you're going to start walking.
Oh, that's just wrong, Chad.
Right, let me make sure I got it. Just learning how to fix them. They all about the same, bud. You just, you know, when you gotta do it, you don't have a choice but to learn. Sometimes that's painful, sometimes it's enjoyable, but you learn something from it either way, and that's, you know, that's, I guess that's what it's all about, I guess. But, well, are you dissatisfied with the job you've got, or are you just looking for more money? Go ahead, comment.
Just want you to know, you don't drive a Dodge, you drive a Fiat. Ram's made by Fiat now. It's not a Dodge.
That's okay. It's still got that Ram on front of it, and that's all I need to know in my mind. At least I don't have to carry 25 pounds of oil dry with me where I go.
Comment? Chad, but I tell you what, I'll tie the back of my truck to the back of your truck, and I'll pull you around the yard. Go ahead there, Barry. Yeah, poor deal is.
Got to put in my 2.5 cents worth here. It's not Fiat anymore, and it's a name that nobody knows how to pronounce. So keep on going. I put my faith in the kind of tires you put between the engine and the ground. I'll stick with that Dodge engine, though. Anyway, we'll turn it back to y'all. That's my 2.5 cents worth, KC4EZN.
Well, Gary, all I can tell you is that, you know, when I drive my truck, I don't have this sticky, oily taste in my mouth when I get out of the cab.
You don't never set your park brake, and the only reason you had that taste in your mouth is because you drove my truck with the park brake on.
Only one truck in the entire world that ever had the best song in the song with the truest statement in a commercial, and that is Like a Rock.
I hear you, bud. I hear you. Well, I sure did, Chandler. Gary come up to visit one day, and we went up to Junction to eat. And he put his parking brake on his truck. I guess if transmission don't lock, you know, you have to put the parking brake on, so I don't have to deal with that. But he put the parking brake on. I didn't realize it was on. And we drove all the way up to the Briar Patch with the parking brake on. We got out of the truck. It's smoke coming out of the back. And it's just that horrible brake smell, you know. And I just thought, I just knew when I got out of the truck, I said, Lord have mercy, I drove this man's truck with the parking brakes on. of all people, to leave the brakes on in the truck. It had to be Gary's.
Well, Chad, you do realize that truck is over 30 years old. It's running at over 300,000 miles, and it still hasn't died. That is a truck. And if I remember correctly, the old Black Rock Chevy commercials always used to say, Chevrolet, the most longest-lasting, most dependable trucks on the road.
Well, I can't say nothing to that. It is been a good truck. He's taking good care of it. And the old thing's in pretty good shape. But anyway, I'm just picking at him a little bit. Just picking at you too, I guess. But nice to hear things are going with you. Good on your job. And hate your dad passed away and all, but that, you know, that's life. I don't know what else to say. That's something we all got to go through, I guess. But other than that, everything's good. Are you staying busy during the day? I mean, how many hours a day are you working?
These past 2 weeks, we've been working 10-hour days, and starting Monday, we're going to go to 12-hour days. For us, traffic controllers, it'll be more so 11, but for the power company, they're switching to 12. So we'll get an extra hour each day. So we'll be going 7 to 5. Or actually 7 to 6. And it's not easy doing that, but it's worth it. And I don't think I answered the previous question about my job. If I did, I just don't remember. I got so wrapped up in having fun talking about trucks. You can tell I'm a country boy. I love my trucks. But anyway, no, it's not that I don't like the job. It's that I just want to be able to move up and gain more skills and knowledge and hopefully make more money. This job specifically would be at the Rogers Group, and they'd start me off at $20 an hour, and I would have the ability to move up to higher pay and different positions. Next thing up from TCT, which would be traffic control technician, would be general labor. And what I would be doing is while they're using the machine to lay pavement on the road, I would be walking beside that machine to make sure everything's going all right, the pavement's going down. If there's little clumps or lumps, I'd just take it loose and smack them down and sweep them down and make it flat. And after general labor comes machine operator. So I'll be able to use the steamroller, the backhoes, the track hose, stuff like that. I figure if I can't get a CDL, that I can operate a forklift, which I am licensed in forklift operation, I could probably use and operate their machinery. And I could be paid well to do it. And the more money I have, the more things I can afford, like a house, a good old truck, more ham radio equipment, food, groceries, all the stuff I need and want. And I could be able to do more things to have fun with my friends. It would be like a better life for myself and the people around me. Let me let the repeater drop, because I'm going to echo my kid, and I'm not going to hush.
Well, listen, I got a question for you. So, do any of the I'm assuming you hold the traffic sign, you know, stop, go, slow, whatever. Do any of the drivers get mad and let you and tell you about it when they come by?
Yes, they do. And you also have people that won't get mad and talk to you. They will literally run their stop paddle and go into the lane where the traffic is coming right straight at them and cause an accident. Now, luckily, there's been no accidents, but we definitely had some run-ins and close calls. The scariest thing that's happened to me so far is I was working a lane shift during the nighttime, and we was closing two lanes down on Old Easley Bridge Road, so we was having to detour traffic. Technically, it was a road closure, but it was more so called, in professional terms, we called it a full lane closure. And then because we had to set it up and do it the way that we were doing, there was a side road that people kept turning into oncoming traffic to go down that road to get to their house. And I had mentioned to my crew lead about possibly just shutting that part of that little side road down to try and cut down on some of the danger. And according to our company policy and SCDOT rules, if we feel that we must do something to make the job site safer, you know, temporarily, it's not like we're shutting it down forever. We do have the right to do that to make things safer. And we had a individual, a gentleman, well, I wouldn't really call him a gentleman, but I don't want to say what I really want to call him on the radio, who refused to just detour on a different way onto that road. And he got mad and started yelling and cussing at me. And at one point, I thought he was going to come and physically attack me. But he stopped his car, took all of our barricades and cones and just threw them all over the place and went on his merry way, once turning onto that road and once coming off. And we ended up having to call Greenville County out because it was getting out of control. And I asked my lead if I could go to a different part of the zone because I felt like at that point, if this kept going on, this gentleman's going to try and hurt me for just doing my job. And I said, nope, didn't want to do that. And this was in Judson, by the way. And Judson is not a very safe place.
I understand. Well, all right. Well, just understand that, you know, 12 hours a day, you know, that's a long day. And summer's a-coming. Boy, that's, I know that's hot. But, you know, I guess you can thank daylight saving time for that, having some extra time. But at any rate, Chandler, I guess I'm gonna duck on out, but I'm a little bit tired. I've been a long week, and today was the first day I've been able to just sat out in the sunshine today, and I even dozed off a little bit outside in the chair. And that sure was a good feeling. But at any rate, it's nice talking to you, bud. It's been so while since I've heard from you. And nice to know you're doing well. Tell your mom I said hello. And I'll be clear on your final, bud.
Roger, Chad. I enjoyed the round table. It was true pleasure, and thank you for talking with me. Give me a call tomorrow. I would like to see if maybe I could get together and maybe drive up to Campobello. I hadn't got the come see the station in Campadillo yet. I think that would be kind of fun to get to see what your home place looked like. But that's up to you. And I'll go ahead and say 73, and Chad, you have a good night and get you some good sleep. And I'll holler at you later on down the road. This is KO4WWZ. I'm clear at 2233.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Any additional stations that I may have missed for comments or ragged you, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. Peter, back to normal amateur you, 73 to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. It's KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Dubs, looking for DJ Dubs. You marching KI4LZI. KI4LZI.